SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Four congressional leaders meet at the White House tomorrow with President Biden. Topping the agenda, the administration's request for more money for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace contends the administration hasn't made the case for sending tens of billions of dollars more to Ukraine.
We've given Ukraine over $100 billion so far in their endeavor to defeat Russia. But this is what the left does. They don't want to talk about policy and Biden's failed mission in Ukraine. They want to say that Republicans are pro-Putin and pro-Russia, when nothing could be further from the truth. What we really are is pro-America, our citizens, and our national security.
Mace also tells Fox News Sunday that the president should show as much concern for the broken U.S. border as he does for Ukraine. Also at SRNNews.com, the IVF controversy rages on.
Alabama lawmakers on both sides of the aisle scrambling for ways to protect in vitro fertilization services after multiple providers paused treatment in the wake of a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered children, facing a wave of shock and anger from the decision, including people who were in the process of undergoing IVF and were forced to stop. Separate proposals were being prepared in the State House and Senate that would seek to prevent a fertilized egg from being recognized as a human life or an unborn child until it's implanted in a woman's uterus. I'm Julie Walker.
Once Super Tuesday is over, Ronna McDaniel says she'll resign as Republican National Committee chair. She will depart on March 8th. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 11 points, NASDAQ futures 17 points higher. This is SRN News. The State Department goes gender neutral.
According to a memo obtained by National Review, Secretary Anthony Blinken is warning employees not to use words that indicate gender. No more mother, father, manpower, or ladies and gentlemen. Blinken also wants State Department staff to take pains to use the proper pronouns for their colleagues, including, quote, she, her, he, him, they, them, ze, zur, and many others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gratz College outside Philadelphia launching the first Master of Arts degree program in anti-Semitism studies in the U.S. Officials with a small private college say the program will help fill the vacuum of knowledge about anti-Semitism across Jewish, non-Jewish, and governmental organizations responsible for generating policy to fight prejudice. And Pennsylvania's Governor Josh Shapiro is applauding that program. This is SRN News. Well, the experts are chiming in on what they expect for the U.S. economy as the year unfolds.
In a new survey released by the National Association for Business Economics, professional economists from universities, businesses, and investment firms are predicting a much better year than they were just a few months ago, with a forecast of 2.2% growth after inflation, up from just 1.3% predicted in November. Economists also have more than doubled their estimates for the number of jobs gained across the economy this year. The U.S. job market and household spending have been resilient in the face of high interest rates that made mortgages and credit card bills more expensive. While prices are still higher than consumers would like, inflation has slowed enough that most of the surveyed forecasters expect interest rate cuts to begin by mid-June. I'm Jennifer King.
More than 20 European heads of state and government and other Western officials are gathering, as meant as a show of unity for Ukraine. More details at SRNNews.com.